episode 510, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Every Child is a Winner.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. Guess what? It is Confession Day. Yes, it is. Confessions of an Upset Mama. Every child is a winner. Well, I know you think your child is a winner. We're going to chat about that today because it is a hot topic and one that will probably, you may or may not agree with me. So we're just going to have some good discussion around this. Also around it where we can apply it to our own individual lives. You probably have no idea the twist we're going to put on this, but we've got a twist. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted and overjoyed by your presence. And if you haven't already, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more about what we do here, who I am, and really what I'm doing here. It's kind of crazy, I know. A seven-day podcast, you get to hear me. You get motivations on some days. You get training on other days. We talk everything. We talk about life. We talk about mompreneurs. We talk about being a mom, being a woman, being a wife, being in relationships. So if this is for you, I just thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, I'm totally thrilled and honored that you are here. It really does. I mean, that's why I'm here, is because of you. Okay, enough of those domestic beauties. We got to get that stuff out of the way, don't we? We got to get into confession time. Confessions of an Upset Mama. You know, it just drives me bonkers. It does. When you hear on the news, I hear conversations from my friends. I see conversations on Facebook where everybody is a winner. My child's a winner. And they came in fourth, fifth place. But everybody gets a trophy. And I know you're probably sitting here going, oh, Christiane, I don't know that I agree with you on this. Well, hold on. I'm just going to raise some questions here in this discussion. Because we might be thinking we're doing our children good by telling them that they're a winner, that, oh, they deserve a medal. But you know what? Failure trains up success. We are setting our children up for failure when we think we are giving them success. Think about that. Think about it, how it applies to your life as a mom, as a woman. Are you setting your own self up for failure when you think you're giving yourself success? Yeah. If you think you're always successful, then we're only setting ourselves up for failure. We do that with our kids all the time. Yet we think we're giving them something that's going to help them in the long run. But ultimately, we are giving a persona that every child is a winner, when in fact, this is not true. And this is where it's confession time. When my children were much smaller, and of course, I started out with one, right? Then added up to two. I didn't have all five of them all at one time. But as they grew, I mean, it just seemed like as we had one, we just kept multiplying more and more and more. And you got to remember, though, I was always working with children. My entire life, since I became a sister, has been working with children. Even before I was a mom, I would work with children in the church. I did it and volunteered at community centers. And so my whole life has been working with children, way before I even had my children. And so I come with a lot of experience, a lot of frustration, a lot of happiness, and I know a lot of greatness, all wrapped up into one. And that's where it's confessions. I always wanted my children to do the best. I always wanted them to win. But were they always number one? Oh, no, they were not. And in fact, I've talked about my little Einstein, right? He's not so much little anymore. He's growing up too fast. He's going to be in high school. Yikes. Here, I can't believe it. But it took him years upon years upon years upon years for him to realize that he's a little Einstein. And eventually it finally clicked. And he was like, you know, Mom, I am really good at this. I've noticed that I don't have to study as hard as my friends do. Or this comes easier to me. And I kept telling him over and over again how awesome he was and that he had a gift, he had a talent. And I kept pushing him, driving him, saying, look, man, you can do this and you could do better. You can't settle for just doing it. Yet at the beginning, that's kind of all he wanted to do. His whole thing was, I want to get my schoolwork done so I can go play. Or I want to get my schoolwork done and I want to go play my games. He just kind of slowly graduated to that. And ultimately, I wanted him to succeed at everything. He should have always gotten A's. Do you know what? He hasn't always gotten A's. Nope, my little Einstein hasn't. Every child is a winner. I knew he was a winner, but I also knew that I had to learn to let him fail on his terms, his decisions, his choices, and pay the consequences, good or bad. But if we look at this and come from the premise of every child is a winner, and I'm going to fight for my child, and if he gets that B, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to fight for that A for him and say, oh, that question wasn't right. It needed to be rewritten this way. You taught it this way. No. You've heard of the term probably helicopter parent. Well, if you're older, you've definitely heard that term. Maybe if you have younger children and you don't have older children, especially they use that term a lot now with high schoolers and especially college. I mean, parents are calling in on the professor saying, Jake here is not getting the grade that I paid for him to get. So what are you going to do about it, professor? Every child is a winner. Is that teaching your child anything? No, it's not. Because every child is not a winner. Are you always the best mom? No. Am I always the best wife? No. Do I always do everything perfect? Oh, no, I don't. Even though, remember, I was raised from a perfectionist standpoint. And my father expected the 120% when I gave it to him. But it hurt even more when I did get that 120% and I failed at that and felt like I let him down more. That hurt me as a child. You see, there's two perspectives here that we have to look at. We have to look at it from being a mom, being a woman, and are we actually giving them the gift of what they need if we live up to the statement, every child is a winner? Are we giving ourselves that also? If we say that we always win at everything, I am the best mom. There is no one better. I can't learn from anybody. You know, we sit here and have these conversations every single day. And I can tell you every single day I still make mistakes. I don't have it right. I'm not a winner every single second of my life. And you know what? If I was, it probably would be a very boring life if you think about it. But I do have something to look forward to in heaven because I don't have to worry about anything. It'll be heavenly. There won't be pain. There won't be struggles. There won't be heartaches. But you see, here on earth, this is how we learn. And if we are raising our child saying that every child is a winner, we are giving our child a false sense of success. We give ourselves a false sense of success. No one succeeds all the time. In order for us to win at life, there must be failure. And that's hard to hear as a mom. That's hard to see your child cry when they don't get the placement that they wanted. It's hard when my son came home and he was just shy of a 4.0, but dang nabbit, he had that B+ there. He had to learn it. It wasn't my job. Could I have forced him? Could I have sat there next to him, making sure every single problem was answered right so then eventually when he would take that test, maybe he would pass it? But you see, when you enter life, the real world, are you marrying your child's spouse? Are you raising your grandchildren? Some of you may be. But as a whole, that's not how we're raising our children here. We want to raise them up so that they can go out and be productive citizens and be able to add and contribute to society Instead of saying, it's all about me. It's all about me. When we talk about every child is a winner, we're giving them this complex, it's all about me. Yes, it is. I don't know what you see, but I'm the only one standing here in this room. It's not all about them. It's not all about you, moms. It's not all about you. Just because your child doesn't win doesn't make you a loser. Did you hear me? Just because your child does not win, does not get that big dance trophy, does not make it on the cheerleading squad, does not make it on the, you know, varsity football team, just because they don't make it doesn't mean that you're a loser. We tend to live vicariously through our children. Because maybe we didn't get what we thought we deserved or what we wanted when we were growing up. For whatever reason, good or bad. But you are not judged as a person because of your child's gifts, talents, or failures or successes. We allow ourselves to fall into that trap. That I'm a failure as a mom. If my child doesn't win at everything, if they don't get that trophy, I'm horrible. If my husband doesn't get that promotion, I'm a failed wife. If he doesn't get that pay raise, oh my gosh, what have I been doing? Everything that I've done for him is for naught. I'm a failure. Your success is not defined by your child's success, by your husband's success, by your parents' success, by your siblings' success. Your success is only defined by you. Same goes for your child. Your child determines his or her success. And that doesn't mean that that success means that they're a winner. Failure trains up success. It's important for us as moms to sit there and fight for them to strive for better. Oh, I fight for my children to strive for better. I'm pushing them. They have a project. I'm like, okay, if that's supposed to be a straight line, then figure a way to make it a straight line. Not just to get it done and it kind of looks straight, but to my eye, because I see very detailed, it's not a straight line. Figure a way to make it right. Strive for better. Be the best you can be. If some children aren't cut out to be certain things, for example, here in our school district, everybody is allowed to play on all the sports teams, okay? Everybody is allowed to sit, whether you are naturally gifted or you're lucky to be running. You're allowed to be on the sports team. Now, what you aren't promised is being able the time of play that you have. So I kind of like that because they get to understand what it's like to be on a team, but they're not rewarded all the time because they still have to put in their effort. And that's important. They need to understand that, well, just because I can be on this team doesn't mean that I'm the best. I still have to work for it. I still have to earn it. I have to be the best I can be. That's what you want in your child. That's what makes your child a winner. So if you want to create a star in your child, here's your kiss. Failure trains up success. Failure trains up success. Number one, allow your child to fail with grace and gratitude. Allow those failures to happen. Be there, yes, when they fall. Number two, encourage your child to never give up. So after they failed, you can encourage them. Hey, baby, it's time to get back up. You can do it again. I have faith in you. Little secret here, my daughter tried out for American Idol. And it was just that it wasn't the American Idol, the big one. We just did it when we went to Disney. But you still had to try out for it. You were heard by a few producers, and you could actually be brought on to the American Idol show at that time. But she tried it out. And guess what? She didn't make the cut to sing up on stage. She was heartbroken. I know she was. Because she kind of has that natural performer within herself. And as a mom, it broke my heart. Because I know inside, even though she was holding back the tears, I know deep down she was hurting bad. But failure trains up success. She went on to do other things. And she got yeses to other things because of the failure of where she was. She learned from that. Number one, allow your child to fail with grace and gratitude. Number two, encourage your child to never give up. She never gave up. I said, you can do that. Strive for better. Be the best you can be. That's all that matters. Remember what they're doing. Number three, love and support your child unconditionally in their failures and successes. Do not, I repeat, do not put a condition and a reward based on their failures and successes. We do that. We dangle carrots. Be careful. We do that, especially at a young age. Oh, well, if you get an A, we're going to do this. Instead of putting that in front of them, encourage them. How would you like to be rewarded for your successes? Allow them to be a part of it. That's a difference than mama and daddy dangling that carrot. Number four, invest in your child's genius. Yes, your child is a genius in their own right. They have their own gifts, their own talents. Invest in their genius. Don't compare to another child. That's easy for us to do. Don't look at that next door neighbor that's got all these, you know, ribbons and they're the best runners and they're, you know, headed to the NFL now. No comparison. Invest in your child's genius and celebrate their genius. And number five, let them be their own unique person. Your child was created on purpose for a purpose, just like you. Allow them to step into themselves. Allow yourself to step into yourself. You can go through this KISS, Failure Trains Up Success, and think about it on your perspective, what you need. Allow yourself to fail with grace and gratitude. Encourage yourself to never give up. Love and support yourself unconditionally. Invest in your own genius and let you be you. It all comes together, doesn't it? God has created an amazing little person for you to raise up. He has created an amazing little genius in you. Go out, be present, be incredible. Most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.